What is the biggest change for you that you're trying to make in the Buffalo Bills in the sense of individual ownership? Each player, each coach taking responsibility, not just you looking to that one iconic figure at the top.
Yes, well, and I think that is very important. Nick, we do not approach it with a my turf, your turf type of relationship. I was fortunate enough to have an outstanding general manager, actually two of them, Bill Polian and then John Butler, with whom to work. And we never thought in those terms. We always would reach a consensus opinion, even on draft day. Bill acknowledged that the coaches knew best who to play, regardless if he was drafted first or not drafted at all. We knew best who to retain. I felt he had much better insight on incoming personnel because he spent so much more time on it, and I had such great reliance on it. So it's a mutual trust that has to grow. Leadership, in my opinion, and I know Mr. Stoker could probably talk more about this than I, is the ability to get other people to get the best out of themselves, and it's manifested, as I said, by getting them to join you because they believe in the integrity of what you're asking them to do, what you're teaching, and we are looking for people who are hungering to be taught and hungering for good qualities to be sent their way.